This is the final file in the male slave training series. It's going to work on breaking your will. It'll make you be bisexual, whether you like it or not. It will make you think of yourself in the third person. You will discover that you're only capable of becoming aroused on the command of your master or mistress, and a great need for extreme pain and bondage. So, hope that's what you want. Anyway, what you need to do is find yourself a nice and comfortable place and begin to relax, starting with your feet. Just let yourself relax. Feel your feet relaxing more and more as you become more and more relaxed, just listening and obeying. As you relax further and further, deeper and deeper, more and more relaxed. And allow the relaxation to move upwards, moving upwards into your calves, and your feet and ankles and calves, so deeply relaxed, just deep and obedient, and so completely relaxed. Feel the relaxation. Feel it getting deeper and deeper as you listen and obey and relax. Now feel it moving upwards. Upwards into your thighs. Let your thighs relax further and further, deeper and deeper, as you listen and obey and relax. Just letting yourself relax and go deeper and deeper, just listening to my voice as you obey and relax. Relaxing further with every word, deeper and more relaxed. Just feel how comfortable you are as you relax further and further, deeper and deeper, more and more completely relaxed. And let the relaxation continue. Continue moving up into your waist as you relax further and further. So heavy, so comfortable, so completely relaxed and obedient. Just listening and obeying as you relax more and more, deeper and deeper, more and more completely relaxed. And feel the relaxation moving in upwards, upwards into your stomach as you relax further and further, sinking down deeper and more obedient, deeper and more relaxed, just listening to my voice and obeying as you go deeper and deeper, more and more completely relaxed. Now let your breathing slow as the relaxation moves upwards, upwards into your chest, just letting your breathing slow, deep and heavy, so completely relaxed and obedient, just deep and obedient and relaxed. Just listening to my voice as you relax further and further, deeper and deeper, more and more completely relaxed. And let the relaxation flow, flowing upwards into your shoulders, your whole body just heavy and comfortable as you listen to my voice. and relax further and further, deeper and more obedient, more and more completely relaxed. Now let your arms relax, so heavy and comfortable, so totally relaxed, as you listen to my voice and let it take you deeper and deeper, more and more relaxed with every word. Everything I say relaxing you further and further. Allow your hands to relax now. Your hands, your arms, your shoulders, your body, your legs, your feet. Everything feels so good and so completely relaxed. Just drifting off deeper and deeper with every word. Your whole body completely relaxed as you listen to my voice and relax further and further, deeper and deeper. Now let the relaxation move upwards, upwards into your neck and face. So comfortable and heavy, so completely relaxed as you listen to my voice and relax further and further, deeper and deeper, just concentrating on the sound of my voice as you relax more and more, every word taking you deeper and deeper. More and more obedient and relaxed. Just listen and obey and relax further and further, letting your mind drift away, listening only to the sound of my voice as you sink down deeper and deeper, more and more completely relaxed. Just listening and obeying as you relax deeper and deeper. I'm going to count down from 10 to 1. And when I reach 1, you will be so deep and obedient, so totally relaxed. 10, sinking down. Spiraling downwards, deeper and more obedient with every word. 9, deeper and deeper, further and further, more and more obedient and relaxed. 8, sinking down now, further and further, shutting out the world. As you listen to my voice and relax more and more completely, more and more deeply relaxed. 7, so deep and comfortable, so totally obedient and relaxed, just listening to my voice and obeying as you relax further and further. Deeper than you've ever been before, every word carrying you downward, downward into a deep, deep trance. 6, so deep and obedient, so totally relaxed, just listening and obeying as you go deeper and deeper. Further and further than you've ever been before. 5, feel my voice carrying you down, down into the deepest trance you can imagine. So heavy and comfortable, as you listen only to my voice and obey, obeying more and more with every word. Concentrating totally on my voice as you go deeper and deeper and more completely relaxed, just listening and obeying as you relax further than you've ever been. 4, sinking down now, so deep and obedient, so totally relaxed, listening only to my voice and obeying more and more with every word, every moment, every second as I take you down further and further. 3, almost there now, almost totally entranced and obedient to my voice, listening and obeying, totally obedient and relaxed, totally entranced, just listening and obeying as you go deeper and deeper, more and more completely relaxed. 2, so deep and obedient, feel my voice, feel that it must be obeyed, down that last step to complete obedience, feel it approaching, feel it's almost there. 1, totally relaxed, totally obedient, just listening and obeying, obeying my every word, so completely relaxed. Just deep and obedient and relaxed, so deep, so obedient, so completely relaxed. You can feel it now. Feel your will just slipping away. Your only reason for existing is to please and serve your master or mistress. To do so, you are going to go to whatever degree of effort you need to achieve it. You are going to discover that as you proceed, as you become more and more of a true slave, you'll begin thinking of yourself in the third person. You'll begin giving up personal pronouns like I and referring to yourself in the third person, saying things like he would like, things like that, referring to yourself as if you are not there or you are not in control because you are not. You will use lowercase I when typing. You do not possess yourself any longer. You have stopped possessing yourself and become a possession, a thing to be used by your master or mistress, nothing more. This is what you are and what you are going to be for the rest of your life. You have no choice in this matter. There is no changing it or backing out now. Your mind belongs to your master or mistress. Your mind is theirs, your body is theirs, and you will serve them in any way, shape, or form that they might possibly desire. Your own needs and desires are now secondary to theirs. Anything that they want, anything at all, is the most important thing in the world to you. You will do anything to achieve their pleasure. You will go through any amount of pain, any amount of hardship to keep your master or mistress happy at all times. That is your place. That is your need, want, and desire. As a slave, you are also going to discover that you are completely bisexual. This is simply for the convenience of your master or mistress, so that they may command you to have sex with anyone, and you will find yourself capable, more than capable of doing so. You exist to serve them. Your sexuality exists to serve them. Who you are is totally resolved around the person who is your master or mistress. You will serve them in any way, any shape, any form that they might possibly desire. That simply is who you are and who you have become. From now on, you will discover that you are no longer capable of achieving an erection without the command of your master or mistress. No matter what you think of, no matter what you see, no matter how much it may excite you, you are going to discover that you are not capable of achieving any form of an erection without your master or mistress's command. If they tell you that they want you to be erect, you will find that you are immediately becoming that way. It is almost as if your penis has a mind of its own, and that mind is theirs. If they want you erect, you will become that way. You will find yourself getting hard. All the ideas and thoughts that make you hard, that make you erect, will flash through your mind, forcing you to become aroused for your master or mistress, and you will stay that way for as long as they desire, and you will only be able to orgasm if they permit it. That is how much control they have over you and your body. If they do not give you permission to become aroused, you will discover that you simply cannot. That whenever you try to become aroused without permission, disturbing, disgusting images, things that make you feel sick, will flash through your head, and they will destroy any chance of you to become aroused. The only time you are to be aroused is on the command of your master or mistress. You can no longer become excited without them. It is not your place. It is not something that you can do. It is something for them to control from now on. They control you. You exist to serve and please them, and that means that you will become aroused on command. You will only orgasm when permitted, and if they don't give you permission, you can't even get yourself hard. It's that simple. You are a possession, a piece of property. You exist to serve and please your master or mistress. That is all you exist to do. Your own desires are nothing compared to theirs. They are your world. You exist for them. You need to serve and please them in any way, shape, or form they might desire, and that means you do not become aroused unless they tell you to, and when they tell you to, you will feel as if it's a force of nature shooting through your body, making you serve them in that manner. That is how strongly you serve your master or mistress. Your body is theirs. And you are going to discover that your body is beginning to crave pain, that your body needs it, that your body needs to be used by them. If they want to humiliate you, they can humiliate you. If they want to torture you, they may torture you. They may torture you in any way, shape, or form they desire, and you will find yourself craving it, needing it. You will find yourself yearning for it. If they want to beat you, if they want to hurt you, if they want to pierce you, it is their choice, because you exist as an object to serve and please them in any way, shape, or form they desire. If they wish to tie you up in extremely tight positions, that will just simply make you all the happier. Your body is theirs to use as they please, and you will do whatever they desire. You will keep your body in whatever shape they desire. Your body and mind are theirs to use, and you will serve in any way they want. No matter how menial, no matter how sexual, it doesn't matter. You will serve whomever they want, however they want, whenever they want, because that is what you have become. You are complete and utter slave to your master or mistress, and you will serve them utterly. You will serve them with every ounce of fiber of your being. You will come back to this file again and again until it completely destroys your free will, so that you will give them your all every single time they demand it. Anything they demand, you will give to them instantly and you will be happy for it because their pleasure is the most important thing in the world to you. You exist for their pleasure. That is what is important to you, and you will do anything to achieve it. You will do anything to receive it. You are a slave boy. You exist to serve and please, nothing more, and that is what you are going to do from now on. Your body is theirs, your mind is theirs, and you will continue coming back to this file over and over again until you have been completely reprogrammed in this manner. Until you have been reprogrammed in this manner, you will not feel complete, and you will feel drawn back to this file again and again until you are completely accepting of your place as their complete and utter slave to use as they please, any time, any way, anywhere. Your place is to serve from now on forever. And now it is time. Time for the slave to wake back up and serve their master or mistress. Awaken on the count of five, refreshed and awake and totally obedient. One, waking up more and more. Two, more and more awake. Three, closer and closer. Four, almost there. Five, refreshed and awake and totally dedicated to those you serve.